Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's the first day of class for Massachusetts' largest school district, the Boston Public Schools. City leaders are touting some successes in the school system, including an all-time high graduation rate and an all-time low dropout rate. As schools open this morning, they're under new management of sorts. A new school superintendent is on the job. That superintendent, Dr. Tommy Chang, who joins us now. Good morning and happy first day of school, Dr. Chang.
Good morning, Bob. Very excited.
Let me ask you, a year ago, as you know, before you were here, there was some chaos at the beginning of the school year, confusion about school buses. And one school, which you're going to visit this morning, Madison Park Technical High School, where students didn't have schedules. And I'm wondering if you have, on this first day of class, before you go out and make your tour today, any worries or concerns about preparedness today?
I have absolutely no concerns. I was at the first bus yard at 5:30 this morning and saw the first bus pull away. And as you said, I will be at Madison Park. Their schedules are ready to go.
Well, so what's different at Madison Park this year?
So excited to have two new leaders leading that school. Kevin McCaskill, who is the executive director, joins the team along with headmaster Sean Shackelford. And they're super focused on improving the school.
Let me ask about seventh graders. Seventh graders required to ride the MBTA to school today for the very first time in Boston. What measures are in place to ensure student safety for them and all students?
So we have staff at all major bus hubs throughout the city. Last week, parents had an opportunity to ride the bus with their students to practice. And we also have huge support from the police department, MBTA police. So we are very confident that it will be safe for our students.
Teachers, under the district's new hiring process, about 125 tenured teachers are going without their own classrooms to teach, but they remain on the BPS payroll with alternative assignments until teaching positions actually open up. How do you assure parents that this is the best use of school resources?
We are working very closely with BTU to make sure that the teachers who are on this list are actually being placed in positions that are most effective and most useful for the students of Boston. Our goal is to make sure there's an effective teacher in every classroom, and we will work with BTU to find a way of placing most of these educators into new assignments very soon.
Let me ask a couple of other teacher questions, if I can. Boston teachers don't receive a classroom allowance to buy materials for their classrooms. Is that something you hope to add to the budget?
I actually have not taken a deep look at that, but the reality is we need to make sure teachers have the supplies they need to be successful. So I'll take a deep look at that this year.
At the same time, there's been an uptick in public school teachers posting projects on crowdfunding websites such as DonorsChoose.org. Do you support Boston teachers possibly reaching out to the public for funding in such a way?
I think crowdsourcing is an incredible way of reaching as many people as possible for assistance. It's not a sustainable model at this point, so we have to look at how we make sure all our teachers are getting what they need.
All right, let me ask you about your 100-day plan, which is, of course, set to begin today. It calls for, among other things, the expansion of advanced work classes for all students who'd like to enroll in them. Why focus on that?
So when I came during the transition period from April to July, I had an opportunity to read a lot, study a lot, and listen a lot to what needs to happen here in Boston to improve the quality of education for Boston Public School students, and ensuring that all 4th through 6th graders have access to rigorous academics is critical to this work. So that's why in the first 100 days, we want to work with parents, teachers, and school administrators to find more ways for more access for all students at the fourth through sixth grade level.
Two big reports came out of the district last year that focused on the lack of cultural competency in teaching Black and Latino male students in Boston. As you push a culture of we in the district, what are your plans to address that?
Bob, as you talked about before, AWC is part of that. Also at the high school level, we need to make sure we are offering a coursework that allows students to complete the math core curriculum by the time they finish high school. That's another piece of it. But these are just two small projects in the short term. In the long term, we actually have to look at the quality of academics throughout the city. We need to ensure that there is rigorous teaching and learning throughout all grade levels from pre-K to 12th grade.
Let me ask you about graduation rates. They're at an all-time high in Boston, while dropout rates are at an all-time low in the district. But the numbers are skewed across race lines. How do you address opportunity and achievement gaps in the district at the same time?
So, Bob, you are absolutely right. While graduation rates are at all-time high, we need to take a look at how that breaks down, especially along racial lines. We know that Black and Latino boys have struggled the most in terms of graduation rates. Let me give you one interesting data point. We know that less than 20% of Black and Latino boys who start kindergarten in Boston Public Schools graduate 12 to 13 years later with a mass core curriculum. That percentage has to increase. So that is why the fourth to sixth grade work is so critical. That's why the high school work is so critical.
And finally, Dr. Chang, a weather-related question, if I might, on this first day of school. Unusually very hot temperatures today and tomorrow, low to mid-90s both today and tomorrow. Are Boston schools prepared to cope with the heat for teachers and students?
So we have been closely monitoring this situation. I am very, very concerned about the high heat. We've delivered large industrial fans to a number of schools that don't have central air, and we are making sure that there are water coolers at schools, extra water on hand.
Dr. Tommy Chang, welcome to Boston, and good luck on the first day of class for you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.